Hello everyone and happy Wednesday. Since it's Wednesday, you know it's time for Wedding Wednesday, which is tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actively planning their wedding. For those of you guys who are tuning in for the first time, hello, I'm Jasmine, and I own and run Jasmine Norris Photography, and I'm an award-winning and published wedding photographer located in Indiana, but I serve clients worldwide. Today for Wedding Wednesday, we're going to go ahead and discuss a few tips for whitening your teeth before the wedding day. So a lot of couples may decide to either get professional whitening done with their teeth or do some at-home treatments just so they can have those bright white teeth for their portraits. This isn't necessarily necessary, but a lot of couples do like to whiten their teeth, so I just want to talk about it on this podcast today. So if you are one of those couples that is planning on whitening your teeth before the wedding, then you will want to go ahead and listen to this podcast because it will have some tips for whitening your smile. So the first thing we're going to talk about is at-home whitening treatments. There are a lot of DIY whitening treatments out there. Each of them work differently on different people. The top tip for at-home treatments is to read the ingredients and reviews from dentists. Some of those charcoal and whitening systems that are sold on social media have been found to do some serious damage to your teeth, and that is not what you want before your wedding day. So reading the reviews from dentists and the ingredients will help you find one that's safe to use. There can also be some sensitivity associated with whitening strips and toothpastes. So if you are prone to sensitive teeth, look for whitening treatments that are made for sensitive teeth. One of the top-rated whitening strips and one that I have used in the past is the Crest White Strip System. Using those strips with whitening toothpaste can really help you see a difference and give you a whiter smile. You will want to start your treatment about 3 to 4 weeks before your wedding, and the cost, depending on which treatment you decide to do, is around $30 to $200, depending on the system. And your results will vary with your teeth and tooth shade, and smoking and drinking dark-colored beverages can lessen your results. I'm sorry, and not smoking and not drinking dark-colored beverages can help your results. So you definitely want to, when you're whitening your teeth, kind of lay off those dark-colored beverages and try to limit your smoking. Everything like that will help your teeth stay whiter longer. So the next thing we're going to talk about is in-office whitening treatments. So professional, whiter, and faster results than an in-office treatment is your best bet. Your dentist will be able to walk you through the different options and which one is best for you. You will want to get your teeth professionally cleaned about a week before your treatment to get rid of any plaque and surface stains. Getting your teeth cleaned in advance of the whitening treatment will help lessen your chances of sensitivity as well, than versus getting them cleaned and then getting them whitened. You'll want to get your teeth professionally whitened around 2 to 3 weeks before your wedding. This will give you a chance to get rid of any sensitivity or do another treatment if necessary. And the cost of professional treatments usually cost around $1,200. And now we'll talk about what to do after you do that in-home treatment or you do an in-office treatment. So after you've done either a DIY or professional treatment, you will want to take a few steps to make sure you keep your smile looking bright. The last thing you want to do is spend this time and money whitening your teeth just to stain them again right away. So right after you do a whitening treatment, your teeth will be more susceptible to stains. The first week can be crucial to making sure your teeth stay stain-free. So try to avoid smoking and try to avoid any dark-colored beverages such as soda, wine, coffee, and tea. If you need to have coffee or your soda fix, using a straw can help keep the beverage away from your teeth. Also, some fruits like blackberries can also stain your teeth, so you're going to want to keep that in mind. And even after you get those whitening treatments done, keep up with brushing your teeth with a whitening toothpaste. And try to make sure you're brushing your teeth after you eat and after you drink. That will help keep those surface stains away and will help your teeth stay whiter longer. So hopefully that kind of provided some insight for you guys. If you are deciding to whiten your teeth before your wedding day, so that's it for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday. Be sure to tune back in next week. Have a great week, guys.